welcome everyone to Read This Comic Before You Die. There's a million and one comics out there. You've only got one life. So we're going to distill the comics that you must read before you die. Everyone says, oh, you got to read this comic, mate. Life's too short. But don't worry, we got you covered. You're not dying. I mean, we're all dying, but don't worry about that right now. Just listen up. We're going to walk you through what you should be reading. What should you be reading this week?
Wow, that was like the best intro we've ever done.
I'm so gassed. I know. I'm so glad you
did it. I just said wing it, so you were like, I'm going to do it. That's fine.
I'll wing it. I can't stop. Someone stop me.
So, welcome. Definitely going to cut that bit out.
No, authentic.
No, authenticity.
We're fully introduced ourselves. So welcome back to another episode. This is one of your co-hosts, Stu Taylor. We also have, blowing his tea right now.
Oh, hi. It's me, Neil Gortz. I was sort of trying to blow it and you've not stirred it. So I'm trying to both blow and stir it at the same time.
Milk, don't it? Tell him that.
I know.
We ran out of proper milk. Sorry.
I could have brought some with me.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, it's not tea.
It's good milk.
No, I'm saying it's not tea. Podcast, not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
That's the next one.
Yeah,
that's the next one. Read this tea leaf before you die.
And I'm Lucy. Sadly, don't have a cup of tea, but I did just have a nice glass of orange juice.
Ooh.
Treat yourself.
Get those vitamins.
Yeah, regular listeners to BAM, I'm going to drop this in here just to really start an argument. Right. We'll know that Neil gets very upset when I don't bring cakes or biscuits.
Yeah.
So I went to a local food market today, went out of my way. And I got us some nice brownies, which, when I brought them back, Lucy was very excited. I was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned it to Neil, and the first thing he said was...
Oh, right. Ah, so, because we live in the same town, I clocked these said brownies yesterday, and it was like, oh, they look good. And then I saw what they were made of. Avocado. What's that?
Wrong with it?
What's that doing in a brownie recipe?
But you can't tell, though, because it has, like... It just makes it like moist, like a moist brownie. It tastes like chocolate.
He's not buying it.
He's not buying it, but I'll have yours.
You're giving me the dry heave.
That's fine. More brownies for us. Anyway, this is not the brownies podcast either.
Should be.
So we are back with another comic that you should definitely have in your collection.
Yeah, you should.
And this week it's my choice, ladies' choice.
It's ladies' night here on Comics to Read Before You Die.
And I've gone with Fables by Bill Willingham. I always want to say Bill Williamson, but that's the guy from Red Dead Redemption.
Well,
yeah. Oh,
did capture or kill Bill Williamson. Bill Willingham, it is drawn by Mark Buckingham. I started to read this a few years ago because there was a video game of it. And as I wanted to do, I was really into the game because it was by the guys who had done the game for The Walking Dead, and they'd done a fantastic adaptation of that, and they'd picked Fables. So Fables is... It's a great... Like, it started in 2002. I can't actually believe how old it is, but I went through and like reread it all when I first got into it. So it's like fairy tale characters.
Gotcha.
Who have been ousted from their homeland by an evil being called the Adversary.
Okay, so far it's the plot to Shrek. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did it predate Shrek? Oh, God. They've been ousted by the Adversary and they've kind of settled in a borough of New York.
Swamp, if you will.
A borough of New York. And they basically have... to run their own lives and try and fit in and be as normal as possible. But obviously that's not entirely the easiest job in the world because there is magic involved. A lot of the Fable Town residents are able to use magic. Some of them don't actually look like humans, so they have to purchase these potions called glamours. And if you're living in Fable Town in New York City, you have to be passing as a human. Otherwise, you get sent to live in the farm. And the farm is like in upstate New York, and it's this basically like this... There's civil unrest in the Fable Town community because if you live at the farm, it means basically you're not rich enough to afford these glamours to be able to live and work in Fable Town in New York. And, there's this whole political kind of undercurrents, a lot of messages. Bill Willingham, if you read further into that. Ooh, it's a bit of a necktie pulling moment. But let's just enjoy it for the comic book that it is. It's great. So the first collection... is, I think it's called Legends in Exile, so it's like the first five or six issues, and you kind of get to meet all the characters, but it's weird because you know the characters because you're so familiar with fairy tales, so, you know, there's Bigby Wolf, who's obviously the big bad wolf, there's Snow White, there's hundreds of other characters who are out of copyright,
right,
and are still in this, so But what's great is the way that there are little twists on each character. So Bigby Wolf, the big bad wolf, son of, I think, the Great North Wind. Oh, there's something to do with that in one of the later issues. Okay. That's how he has his powers, to be able to huff and puff and blow houses down, because his dad's like the wind. He, back in the old lands, was obviously a very nasty character. But in the new Fable Town, after the adversary came, he's been reformed and he's now the sheriff. So obviously there's a lot of tension there, because he's just trying to get the job done and watch out for all the people in Fable Town, but they don't necessarily trust him. There is a...
Well, imagine Little Red Riding Hood's probably not...
Well,
big fan.
No, so that's very interesting. So the de facto leader of Fabletown is Snow White, and her sister is Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah, it does bear the plot for the first comic book, in that Red Riding Hood gets murdered, and it becomes this kind of like crime mystery little arc where Bigby has to try and find the murderer, and it kind of goes between, you know, so there's Bluebeard, who's famous for, you know, marrying women and beheading them. There's Red's live-in boyfriend, Jack, of Beanstalk fame. So Jack actually gets, like, these little spin-offs. Some of the characters get their own little spin-offs. Like, I think Cinderella had one. Jack had a few. Where Jack is basically, like, this complete chancer and goes to Hollywood and makes the Jack movies that are really successful. But at the same time, he's trying not to get found out by the Mundies, the mundane, the everyday people who aren't necessarily magical.
Right.
So there's him, and then there's, you know, Bigby butting heads with Snow White. It's just a really great introduction, and it's like this perfectly realised world that you have a tinge of familiarity with, because you know the characters already, you sort of know their stories. But it's the way that they interact and, like, different spins on them. So, like, King Cole, for example, is the actual leader of Fabletown, but he's just useless.
Not Nat King Cole.
Not Nat.
No, Old King Cole.
Old King Cole.
Right.
And then, you know, in later issues, like, you get, you actually get to go to the farm and meet all of the non-human-looking Fabletown, well, fables. And it's just a great, and, like, there are so many characters that you can kind of pick and choose from, that there's this great breadth of stories that they can tell. And it goes on for quite a while, like, there's a lot of Fables comics.
Is it still ongoing? I know it's not actually on a regular monthly basis, but I think, is he kind of dipping in, dipping out?
Like,
doing like spin-offs, I think, still.
No, it concluded in July 2015.
Oh, okay.
According to Wikipedia, but that just means they're all available.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I prefer, because I kind of prefer it when a run is like over and done with. I think I first read Fables in 2013.
So I have to confess, never read it. Well aware of it.
That's what this podcast is for.
I know.
So this podcast is for you.
It's just for me.
Even if it only goes out to us three. It's for you.
It's for you.
I should probably read it. I have read Bill Willingham's earlier stuff, which was a superhero series called Elementals, which all I remember was it was being a bit sexy. So it was kind of a bit adult.
Yeah,
you know.
It is a bit adult as well in this. There is some hanky-panky going on sometimes.
Crumbs.
And disgraceful.
And this was through DC Vertigo, right? So they get away with a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's a podcast where we're recommending comic books you should buy. You should definitely buy Fables, because it's actually relatively cheap right now. if you want to experience it in a different medium, there's a game, The Wolf Among Us, that Telltale did in like 2013, 2014 it was.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's out on PS4 and Xbox One and PC now. So.
And you don't need to know the comic to get...
Absolutely not.
That. Okay. Have you played that, Neil?
It's one of those games that I own on several formats.
But
I think it's available on your iPhone now. Yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah. It, like, has this reputation of, like, obviously the Walking Dead was the big, loud bandwagon that came through. And then once the dust had settled there, everyone was like, do you know what the actual best game is? It's actually Fables.
Right.
The music in that was banging as well. I remember the music being really good. And it was just a nice little self-contained story featuring Bigby, Snow. What was the little flying monkey called? Oh, no, of course, like, there's not only...
Are these Wizards of Oz flying monkeys?
Cool. Sometimes there are some characters from not necessarily fables and legends. There are some characters that are from like American folklore and as well, like pop culture characters. Some of them mix in. Like Cinderella was a...
She
I'm not just a Disney, but I feel
no.
like she
well,
had
I think,
another story.
Well, aren't they like Grimm? A lot of those come from Grimm fairy tales. And you said about the copyright thing, because isn't it supposed to be that after 100 years... anything goes yes. into public domain. Mm-hmm. But there are obviously exceptions with that.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, especially modern stuff.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, like, they've retrofitted.
Well, like, something like Superman, for example, there was loads of legal battles with the Segal and Shuster families. And you'll notice when you see, like, Justice League, if you ever want to watch that movie again, you know, you don't feel you should do.
Aquaman, come in December.
Oofed. good luck with that. But no, you'll see, like, something along the lines of, you know, copyright DC with special permission from the family, so...
Yeah, I'd be interested to see, actually, who is and who they did have to pay for.
Because no one owns Sherlock Holmes, for example, right? Because that's why you can get so many different interpretations.
I did, actually, this morning I was a little bit hungover and I was watching an hour and a half long documentary on YouTube about why the new Sherlock Holmes TV show is crap.
Which one?
The Benedict Cumberbatch
one. Okay.
But the thing is, what did surprise me is how many adaptations of that character there have been.
Yeah.
It's quite something. At the moment, there are two Sherlock Holmes different TV shows going on at the same time.
But the American one with your man, Johnny Miller?
Oh, no. Johnny Lee Miller.
Johnny Miller, yeah. That one. So that's the American one. That's doing really well, I think, isn't it? That's with
ours.
Who's Lucy playing Liu. What? That's Lucy it, Lucy Liu. Who's playing Watson.
No girl, Drew.
Mm. But the good thing about Fables, just to get back into it, is it's not just, like, them with their powers, but they have, like, their own sort of currency in, like, magic, I guess you would call it. Like, there's a big hall of... They use their magic to sort of... They have all these crappy small apartments, but then the official buildings where the mayor and stuff reside, like, they've magically made them bigger, and there are magical items that are kept under lock and key, so... You've got the mirror from Snow White. You've got the looking glass. You have all of these really cool things, like all these magical spell books. And, yeah, it just adds more into that sort of world that you kind of grew up with. And then they've just made it way more adult.
So who would it appeal to? Because just from hearing, again, not having read it, but it sounds like people are into stuff like Wicked, that audience, that kind of take on...
Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually
seen it. Is Dorothy in it? Or is that stuff... Is Wizard of Oz stuff in that? Or is that kind of... That's got to be owned by someone else, right? But if you've got flying monkeys... Can you copyright a flying monkey, Neil?
I don't know. I'll get my top
Bufkin.
Name on it.
Yeah. Bufkin's the flying monkey's name.
Okay.
I think he's an alcoholic.
Well, fair. He's not had a lot of work for a while, has he?
It's been 100 years since Wizard of Oz, isn't it? So.
Yeah. Who is it for? Like, I would say it's just for... On the more adult end of the spectrum, I would say. I don't think it necessarily doesn't appeal to a certain demographic. It's not like, you know, there's a TV show like Once Upon a Time, which is definitely, like, totally skewed for women. Like,
and that's a Disney show. That's ABC, isn't it?
You've got, like, Elsa and Anna from Frozen in that one.
I only watched the Aladdin episode, just for Jafar.
Of course.
Because, you know, my boy.
Mm.
Fair.
Fables has always been that comic on the shelf, literally like, read this before you die.
And we're doing it again, aren't we?
We're doing it again. We're paying it lip service.
Apart from Lucy.
Yeah. Who has read it?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely one that I've always wanted to come back to, and now it's collected, so we won't make the same mistakes we did with The Walking Dead.
Well, that's the thing, it appeals to me that...
Sorry, Walking Dead was good up until issue 100, and that's when it went into complete...
We've said this, weren't we? We all tapped out on that one. But no, it's good. I think you're right, that because it's finite, that actually does appeal to me, the idea.
But there are a lot of it.
Yeah.
There are a lot.
So how many poison apples out of 5 would you give it?
I'd give it a solid 4, you know. Like, I really enjoy Fables. Okay. I think Bigby as a character, just the way he's written as being so gruff and yet... Like, he knows that he had a bad past, and he knows he's done wrong things, and he's trying to atone for that and trying to look out for all these people who have just been displaced from their homes, and everyone's just trying to make the best of what they've got, but there's magic involved, and so...
Always messes it up.
Always messes everything up.
But he did eat Red Riding Hood's Nan. That's gonna be a bit difficult to go with, isn't it?
You'll have to read.
Okay. You've got to read and find out. I'm just wondering the logistics of ever reviewing The Walking Dead. Still not finished.
No, it's still going.
It will not finish until the TV... I'm amazed the TV show's still going. I'm amazed the TV show spin-off is still going. It's dreadful.
Come on. I feel we do bash The Walking Dead quite a lot.
The thing is, I was a big fan of the comics. And then I really liked the first season of the show. But then the problem... a problem with The Walking Dead is it became like a victim to its own success. Like, it's cyclical now. They will be looking for a safe place. They will find a safe place. It's run by someone. Something's not going to be right about it. They have to overtake the people who are in charge, or the person in charge is going to be evil. There's a big infestation of walkers. Like, the horde comes. They've managed to escape, but a few of them die. They're looking for a safe place.
Yeah.
Like, that's the circle. And I think once I got to issue 100, and they did that thing where they got rid of the best character because they needed to spice it up somehow. Yikes.
No, it's fair. That's
Fable
fair.
Won't do that to you.
No.
Fable doesn't do it to you. Fable's so many done. Different characters that they just like to explore and dig into the backstories. And Snow is a character as well I really, really like, because she's kind of like... Oh, she's like a not shit Carrie from Sex and the City. Not that she's going around, but like the whole point of Carrie in Sex and the City was they tried to make her like this independent woman who you know, gets stuff done. She has like elements of that with like Monica from Friends, and she's just desperately trying to. She has no resources at all, and like that's the thing. Like, they're constantly understaffed, and people come to her like, oh yeah, Beauty and the Beast are in it. And they are in an unhappy relationship. And whenever they're unhappy in their relationship, he starts to revert back into being a beast because he's not in love with her anymore. Like, and then they go to Snow to try and, like, so she can help out. And she's like, I can't help with this. I have to deal with everyone's problems. So she's a beleaguered character who's trying to make the best of what she can. But then, you know, she, like, lives by herself. And she's like, no, just leave me alone. And then, you know, her and Big B, they butt heads, but they would have beautiful children.
There you wow, go. These yeah. are the takes you would never get from you and I.
Exactly.
This is why Lucy James is here.
To add the feminine touch.
I could add a feminine touch.
That's your spin-off podcast.
Yeah.
It's me, Lucy James, the feminine touch.
Bam, the feminine
touch. Bam, the feminine yeah. touch. Talking about tea and bonies. And nothing else. Oh, no boys allowed.
Okay, so that's Fables. I don't say, unfortunately, I can't really add anything to it, because having not read it,
alright.
You know, again, so...
Got you. Play the game too. It's very good. Sequel coming out next year.
So that's my next question, actually, was, you know, if it's so lauded, it's been a long time since the first one came out, it seemed, you know, you'd have thought they'd have done another one.
They would have done, but Telltale got, I guess you'd call them more lucrative licenses yeah. to work on. So Telltale did those, and they did more Walking Deads, they did...
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, they've done a Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy yep. one, they did...
Your Batman.
Wars, Batman.
What is Back to the Future?
That was before.
Well, that was before,
yeah.
okay.
Yep.
That and Wallace and Gromit.
I didn't even know about that one.
I think
one.
They did work on a Wallace and Gromit game, I want to say that...
Wow.
Deep but it, was, it wasn't yeah. like a adventure,
oh, okay,
an
right,
episodic
right.
one, I think it was just a one-off.
Phew.
Think so.
They've got a formula.
It's either them or Traveller's Tales, another TT Games. One of them definitely worked on a Wallace and Gromit.
Okay.
Deep cuts here on BAM Comic Podcast. All right. That winds up Fables. Thank you very much for listening. Brighten somehow.
We're on the socials.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter if you want to track us down individually. I am Neil Gortz with a Z.
I'm Lucy James Games.
I'm Stunami.
All right. And
so,
then,
actually, I just had a thought. You can actually email us.
Hey.
We have an email address.
Do you have an email address?
Yeah. We've had one for quite a while. I've never actually mentioned it. This is really professional. It's bam
yeah.
at deadgoodmedia.com.
There we go.
Yeah.
So
done and done.
Send us all your thoughts, your praises, your criticisms.
We won't read them.
We might do.
We'll read them and yeah. take them to heart and cry about them, but...
So, yeah, please like, review and subscribe, and come back and see us soon. We'll have a new episode very soon.
Until next time, live happily ever after. Does that work?
Oh, it does work. I thought you were going to say live long and prosper.
I just can't believe you made it past the Destiny Show reference. I'm very impressed.